Scientists now know that when a person's brain is injured, tiny star-shaped cells called astrocytes flood the injured area to create a kind of scar, protecting the brain. But when the invader is a glioma, the most common type of brain tumor, those fixer cells lose their vital ability to repair damage to the brain.
And so astrocytes form the scar and seal off the injured area from the uninjured ones.
That's Virginia Tech's Stephanie Robel, who co-authored the study.
Now, surrounding a brain tumor, we found that the astrocytes do the exact same thing. But in this process of adapting to this kind of special type of brain injury, the growth of a tumor, they lose the ability to perform their normal functions.
Robel's team found that that dysfunction by the astrocytes opens the door for other brain diseases to flourish, such as epilepsy and perhaps autism.
This is actually a very interesting topic and one that many, many researchers are interested in right now. And so that is part of what our work is as scientists, to figure out what is similar in different disease contexts and what is different.
This research was funded by the National Institutes of Health, the Epilepsy Foundation, and the American Brain Tumor Association. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.